Compelled, even angered by this absence, I hope not to become too great a distraction for you time ticket holders with no other choice but retreating toward earlier works or exiting. It is my hope tonight to address the soldier poet Guillaume Apollinaire, who took shrapnel to the head and survived, and who died of Spanish flu in 1918 at the war's end. I hope also to evoke those Frenchmen who shared the trenches with Apollinaire and, while dying like cattle, maintained a kind of bonhomie and unbleedable kinship. If I truly am an A1 poet, as SF MoMA has so brashly assumed, I hope to address not only two Guillaumes, but lots of Guillaumes. I'd like to make this a night of many, many Guillaumes brought back from the mud of no man's land to hear my praise. This is how I will evoke Apollinaire and those lads as the gorgeous and splendid men I suspect they were. Here's a fairly long piece about the war that Gertrude Stein failed to prevent. I could very well become the best dressed, unimpeachable gloves, boots, and cap, coming out of the sack with you all. Aren't you all looking A1, from the mud where there's mud, from the sludge where there's sludge, and the pulp where there is? There is glory here, there is, since we are bipedal and upright, bipedal and not bent double, not falling dead just yet, even in these gray places. It will be my aim here to describe for you your glory, and if I do, I will be an A1 poet, as it is sweet and just to be one. To become one, seeing you sweet and set to this glory, go cut away from the sack and do so. Even when pummeled to sticks and pulp, we're not born to turn sticks and pulp just yet. We are not born to rot. This is good to remember when beginning, not to be pulp when in the pulp and through the pulp mouths in it too. And all of this in a bipedal manner. There are things that don't know this, things that are not bipedal. To become bright in that unearthly brightness, get out of the sack and into this brightness. All beasts could be looking down upon us now, shaking their heads. Our doubles could be looking down upon us, leaning over. They share our imperfections. If it could be said that we have imperfections, I look and I hardly find any. You will beg for imperfection after I am through describing you, lads. Don't breathe too early or too late when on earth. Thanks. That's really important to know. How did I understand they were men? Well, I managed to figure out they were men. Were all you boys dead? I know you must be dead by now, but then which of you lads were dead, and which of you floating, and which of you, fess up, were merely tumescent? And amongst the wilderness, but sure wishing for society, in the flock and in the sea, don't think I'm treating you like tin soldiers when I say I want to exorcise your fear of death. You first, and so doing best, and so dearest, and so most fagged out, but with the fine sense of the surface of things, such as the things one encounters while floating, or keeping still with the face in the sludge, or scattered in many pieces around and about. And which piece of you does your spirit select as residence when you are blown to bits around and about? Shot off faces, strained with upward movement. Once more. Shot off faces, yes, strained with upward movement. Shot off faces, yes, strained with upward movement. So many lads in that wilderness that it's hard to determine where they should rest among the plunging and the guttering and the choking, and so on among the wilderness, yet still inscribed with charm. Amongst the beasts of the sea and the air, and especially the ground, you mustn't forget the beasts on the ground, where it's field and sludge and in between. How could you have made it past 25? Past 26, plunging among them, those lads doing vicious doings, as I am 27, well, I was 27 when I wrote this, though now I am 28, as you are the only lads I'm thrilled to see surpass me in strength, in swiftness, and in what but charm. And of course, in poetry, I will admit, I'm thrilled to see you lads surpass me in poetry. Mustn't forget poetry while redetermining your pallor. Soul silent to itself, your names yet to awaken, when you lads struggle in nestling or in layering or in digging a grave in the sky. Guillaumes, you are now muddy, ambling creatures. So have we heard from the East Surreys? Have we? They were stuck in Amiens, blue sky. The whistle was sounded to go over the top. And what was it the lad saw upon scaling that sandbag parapet? What was it? It was no saint, it was no ancient king from history lessons. What was it the boy saw but a footballer? That's soccer to us Yanks? a footballer in shorts and striped jersey kicking the ball skyward and leading the charge, and those lads shot, rising to receive the pass and kicking it on again. And surely it couldn't, but could it have been, yet surely it couldn't, but could it have been, yet surely the footballer couldn't, but could the footballer have been the star, Weldon, international champion with Croydon, 1913, kicking the ball skyward and leading the charge. And those lads shot, rising to receive the pass, Weldon himself too swift to be shot, having been shot once before in no man's land a year earlier before favorites such as he began to haunt it. Then Guillaume Apollinaire plunged at me, making my heart feel what? What but within yet distant? My heart was within me and distant. And I may be within your ghost, though still distant, recognizing you alive, lads, in a flash, and your earthly faculties in exchange for ones more angelic, as indeed you fought like angels. I am undoing all my earthly faculties in perfect order, name named, men manned, teeth teeth. Non-stop till you frizzle up in the solar terminus. As you lads are going over the top, you've simply lost your cheer along with your haircuts, rather faculties. As angels never need haircuts, looking angelic at all times, even when in front of the front and going over the top to sweep the snowy surface of Mars. Which of you lads are dead now and which of you lads are set to be dead later? Make it a snappy last haircut before the smothering dream. During your nights in no man's land, venture a guess at what you're now. Yes, you are beasts, the alone to their own, the horned things to their own, and the winged as well. Oh well, if your position like cutouts on the field assigned you, you are bound to be included in this poem. Your heart spinning on the axis of breath, fair enough till you frizzle up in the solar terminus. Heart spun enough till you frizzle up, planted there so the shine sinks inward and the shine of your unimpeachable gloves still splendid. It takes the beastliest amongst those motherfuckers to put damage onto such sweet men. No means to float and alone to the alone and sanity pulling back from sight, so leaving you to all the qualities one finds where but on Mars. Oh, how I hold you only as sound, that I'm horrified to have found death devouring men and spitting up pulp, and like a dog returning to its vomit to devour pulp again and spit up pulp, and returning again to its vomit to devour pulp again and spit up pulp, as you lads were devoured and spat up by death. And isn't death just like a dog in this regard? Yes, isn't death just like a dog? And doesn't it take the beastliest amongst those motherfuckers to put damage onto such sweet men? Thrown headlong into that, then headlong toward me 100 years after Guillaume Apollinaire was thrown, never to touch earth. And all your friends are looking at me oddly, like I would regret seeing Guillaume Apollinaire walk into this room and start calling out for me. You'll have your own as I have my own approach. Approach and so praise and so bursting. He burst through my limpness, accessible to all my senses at once. And you friends shouldn't look at me oddly. My head has been wreathed in a poet's wreath for a very good reason. Rather, a reason that's good enough. Rather, no reason at all, and that is that. As if there could be a reason I may become Guillaume Apollinaire in the last instant before he became shot. Rather, I could become the double of Guillaume Apollinaire that did not become shot, and head from the sludge toward the district I described to friends, and even make it to the district with head on well enough. I'm sure I can make it to the district with head on well. I would like to flatter myself, having not gone completely mad, having overcome the impulse to do myself in whenever that bitch of an impulse arises, with watchers on the roadsides and hillsides and structure sides, watching the white eyes go writhing in my face, with corona of gas for unimpeachable cap, in no unimpeachable century but one through and through fucked. I certainly could have adjusted to the century by now, gathered what was needed to survive this century, then head out as you set out in your unimpeachable boots that cannot touch sludge. Are you face down in the sludge now? Is the image I have of you face down in the sludge now? There's the image of Guillaume Apollinaire in my understanding. I reach back and toward him. There are white eyes writhing in my face. Let us not pass up the winged war heroes. No, I'm not talking here of the winged war hero of Mons, St. Michael, who descended from the gray sky when lads' thoughts were adrift toward dark places. I'm talking here of the messenger pigeons of Britain, the 100,000 messenger pigeons of Britain, bicycled in wicker crates to the frontline trenches, carrying SOSs from sinking sailors clinging to wreckage, deterred by neither gas nor artillery, though these pigeons do wear these rather spiffy gas-proof coats. Let them not be passed up, no, even though any soldier who's known to eat one of these pigeons is liable to be court-martialed. And the Hun has banned the owning of pigeons at the fine of 50 francs per pigeon. And the Hun has banned them and has executed 1 million pigeons under suspicion of espionage. Let them not be passed up, no, while the few, his majesties, return to their rooftop holders to the calls of their mates, even as some deserters are known to do after a day of dissolving all borders through our cowardice. If you could hear not to ask, if you could touch not to tell, and silence the images in back of the head, that set of images of earth and sea and air, and very good men within them, aren't there still very good men with me or in this century? With your bodies as lovely earthly habitations, temporary habitations through this foreordained experiment in what but suffering? Question mark. Yes, it must be suffering, period. As you coughed up froth, later brought me your lungs, rather songs. Your earthly habitations know corruption. You world of boys who never seem to sleep in a dark world where things feel good then go away when fighting with sticks, when telling one another, when surly and taciturn, when calm and gabbing, telling a bonhomie with such high zest, with the same knees you've been praying on. You've been doing all this on the same knees you've been praying on, as have I. How should I turn red? Red as the tongue of mine, tonguing your innocent names. Where else has my tongue been? Let's not ask. Through these secret windings and perpetuating language, rather grunts, you boy beast, you beast beasts. It's a fine thing to see you all, can't wait to see you again, and greet others with such high zest, with teeth and bones and new contours enacted, with entirely earthly faculties and maybe a few lice too. Guillaume's. You are being sent back on leave. The difference between us entirely muscle, yours, as you understand that there are men who maintain that they can throw a grenade incredibly, but they cannot. As there are lads who maintain that they can throw a grenade incredibly, and they can, and they are, yes, you lads. As you all are among the beasts and I see you, as Guillaume Apollinaire is among the beasts and don't I see him, some wilderness, some society. And you lads do this incredibly well in the wind where there's wind and mud when mud and wilderness, wilderness, society, society. And when there's Guillaume Apollinaire pulling the pin and making sure he got the pin right, making sure he got the pin right and examining the bomb one last time, examining the bomb one last time and rolling the bomb down the range, as they say. Then, as they say, hitting the ground if there's ground, or the mud if there's mud, or sludge, sludge, or snow, snow. And when you, Guillaume Apollinaire, are floating in space, then you are hitting the space, I suppose. All that space and not a scratch on you. And all this you did incredibly well after you and you lads lobbed cricket balls for practice and used a straight arm incredibly. Now my audience, if there is any audience left, will know how to throw a grenade incredibly. Ardent for some glory as ever and ever deeper thinking creatures, aren't you audience deeper thinking now and writing your poems with a claim on unimpeachable gloves, boots, and caps on good poems too? And every last thing in you and on you and about you speaks this glory. Please look alive to let this glory speak toward yourselves. Guillaume's. You are now being sent back on leave. As this country nowadays has been awfully savage on my kind, and the season was a rare blessing unto me, my mood at the highest since it's been among yours, and blood relations unbleedable since it's been among yours, and wrist turning filth. I'm sure I've risked this while humming, humming, and yes, some shouting, why not shouting? Shouting, and yes, some dancing, why not, and whatever for but fun, which never fails to make me tender and poetical. I will be retranslated round and about, through that universal pervasion of ugliness where there is and you all when there was. As where you are is country enough, I will believe so and praise it while barbarians approach with what but joie. What candle held, what wreath breathed, what poppy lobbied. And if they take it, they'll take it. And if they'll walk it, they'll walk it. And if they'll ask it at their stopping point, they'll do so. I'll do what the snow wants since the snow could be the end of me. As you've come to be my brother through every last likeness. I'll do what the stones want, since the stones could be the end of me. as your likeness springs up in several beasts. I'll do what the stars want, since the stars could be the end of me, as the beasts approach slow to maybe turn me to another regiment. Even if the snow, stones, stars, pervasions are still, as you all were several, several a country is still. You lads up to your eyeballs in Mother Earth, up to your navels in Father Time, up to your hips in Brother Snow, up to your knees in Sister Mud. Isn't this a fucked up family picture? It just occurred to me that you guys should see the play these guys are in. Thank you very much.